From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Just 5 days into office, President Donald Trump Wednesday followed through on a campaign promise, directing the construction of a border wall with Mexico to slow the tide of illegal immigration and the passage of illicit drugs and weapons.
We're in the middle of a crisis on our southern border. The unprecedented surge of illegal migrants from Central America is harming both Mexico and the United States, and I believe the steps we will take, starting right now, will improve the safety in both of our countries. Going to be very, very good for Mexico.
The announcement also involves a cut in federal funding to so-called sanctuary cities in the U.S. that harbor illegal aliens. There are an estimated 11 million undocumented people in the U.S.
Ha llegado el momento de definir a las cosas por
Meanwhile,
lo que
Mexico's
son.
Senator Armando Rios Peter denounced the move as hostile act toward Mexico. The action comes as Mexico's President Enrique Peña Nieto prepares to visit Washington next week. Meanwhile, reports indicate Mr. Trump will suspend a refugee program and halt visa for travelers from 7 Middle Eastern and African countries. Gambia's newly elected leader, Adama Barrow, is expected to return to the country Thursday from neighboring Senegal, where he was sworn into office last week. His spokesman, Khalifa Sala, explained the delayed return.
Because he had to thank those people who've actually contributed to the settlement of the political dispute in the Gambia in peace, consult with them before making his way back to the country.
Mr. Barrow defeated longtime ruler Yahya Jammeh in a December election, which Jammeh refused to recognize. He went into exile Saturday, ending 22 years of autocratic rule. This is VOA News. The New York Times reports the Trump administration is considering executive orders to drastically reduce U.S. funding of international organizations, including the U.N. Citing unnamed sources, the paper said the orders would also begin a process of reviewing and potentially abrogating some multilateral treaties. President Trump is calling for a major investigation into alleged voter fraud in last November's election. Sean Spicer is a White House spokesman.
I think in terms of registration, where you've got folks on rolls that have been deceased or moved or registered in two counties, this isn't just about the 26th election. This is about the integrity of our voting system.
The issue gained traction this week when Spicer repeated Mr. Trump's claim that between 3 and 5 million people illegally voted for his opponent, Democrat Hillary Clinton. Forces loyal to Libya's Eastern Administration said they have taken complete control of a long-contested western district of Benghazi. If confirmed, capture of the Ghanfuta district would be a major gain for the Libyan National Army in its two-year struggle with Islamist fighters. New U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis will make his first foreign trip to Japan and South Korea beginning February 1st. Pacific Forum analyst Brad Glosserman in Hawaii said it's significant given the concerns of top Asian U.S. allies.
It also could mean that they are anticipating an immediate challenge from that part of the world. You go to where you expect you're going to have to be doing something, and so they're laying, I think, groundwork for some of that as well as dampening tensions.
Mattis, the first senior Trump administration official to visit a foreign country, expected to discuss Japan-U.S. security ties and maritime tensions with China in Tokyo. In Seoul, he's expected to exchange views on the North Korean nuclear and missile threat. Haiti's president-elect Jovenel Moïse Wednesday was questioned by a judge about allegations he laundered money and received special treatment as a businessman. Mr. Moïse, set to take power February 7th, has denied the accusations, calling them a smear campaign by his opposition. 58-year-old pop star Madonna Wednesday denied she was filing for adoption for two more children from Malawi. A judicial spokesman said the singer appeared before a judge about the adoption matter, but she said in a statement her trip was to check on a children's hospital in Blantyre and work related to the nonprofit Raising Malawi. A decade ago, Madonna adopted two Malawian children. Emmy Award-winning American actress Mary Tyler Moore, who starred in two popular television series in the 1960s and 1970s, died Wednesday in New York. She was 80 years old. Moore portrayed Laura Petrie on the Dick Van Dyke Show. Later, she formed her own production company and starred in The Mary Tyler Moore Show. The cause of death was not made public, although she was known to suffer from diabetes. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.